I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Women are treated like second-class citizens in Iran. When they're from a minority ethnic group like Miriam is, they fall even farther down the social ladder, and social rank applies even in death. Dane with Unfolding Word tells us,
she just had no hope in Islam. Even when she was baking potatoes, she thought, I'll be baked in oil like this when I go to hell.
One day, Miriam heard the gospel and placed her faith in Jesus. Then, she joined a team of church-centric Bible translators and received training from Unfolding Word.
She said, for me, this is a dream come true. Finishing the translation means reaching more hearts and saving more people and bringing them to heaven.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
They've got 13 New Testament translations planned, but we're waiting on funding. And if God's given you the ability and puts the call on you, we'd encourage you to give.
And finally,
some of the most tragic difficulties move a child, move people to be right where they need to be to hear the truth of the gospel.
That's Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association, who says summer camps across 13 countries are kicking off through an international network of 6,000 churches. The camps offer kids camaraderie in their peers and Christ-focused generosity in their leaders.
They are actually having a relationship with other kids and leaders who actually care a lot about them.
The eternal hope of our Father in heaven is central to every camp.
Food, comfort, better family, these are transient things. But what we need in this world is to tell people of the hope we have in Jesus, because this is a hope that can never be taken away from these children.
Prayer points and more can be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.